Judges chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. I've called this discourse, Samson Plows On. And although there's truth in that, the underlying truth is God plows on, using Samson. The previous discourse, it was Samson's dramatic entrance. Well, it was. But it was really God breaking in, using Samson in a dramatic entrance. We know from previous verses in this book that God has a purpose here. God is working out his purpose against the Philistines. And he's using this man. He's raised him up in a remarkable way. And although all these events and circumstances, Samson plays his own part and he's accountable and responsible. And so do the Philistines, and so are the Philistines responsible. Nevertheless, underneath it all, the mysterious thing is, but the wonderful thing is, God is working his purpose out. Well, we closed the previous chapter with Samson's wife being given to the friend who had attended him at his wedding. Samson had gone off in a anger, in a huff. Why? Because he'd been betrayed, he'd been cheated, he'd been deceived by the Philistines, using his wife to coax him and nag him and get him to give away the secret that he had. And Samson has gone back to his own father's house. But chapter 15, verse 1, sometime later, the time of the wheat harvest, Samson, it seems to me, wants to restore the marriage. He's calmed down. He's peaceable. As I say, he wants to restore the relationship. And he goes back to his wife, and he takes a young goat. It seems to me that he's taking a present. And there's a kindliness about him. There's a willingness to start again. And he just assumes everything is going to be able to be picked up again, just where it was left off. But when he gets there, he finds the father has taken steps. Action has been taken, which has absolutely ruined everything. The father wouldn't let him go in. I'm going to my wife's room. No, you're not. You can't go there. Why not? Well, I was so sure that you thoroughly hated her, he said. I gave her to your friend. Now look, your younger sister is here. Now she's even more attractive. Now you take her. Now the Philistines are acting here in their ways as they see fit. You see, they're not under the law of God. They're not in the covenant with Israel, with God. They're acting according to the Philistine light, and that is darkness. The marriage is broken down now, is all disorderly, is all gone into utter confusion and corruption here. And Samson reacts, this time I have a right to get even with the Philistines. I'm going to get even with them. Not just simply with this man and the family here, but this is a Philistine matter. And I'm going to make it public, and I'm going to deal with it. I will really harm them. And the steps he took shows that how self-controlled he is. He has a sense of right here. I have a right to get even with them. And it shows an ability to catch these foxes, and 300 foxes. And what he can do, the patience, the work, the skill in his catching these foxes and so on, but then the cruelty of it all. And here it comes in a terrible punishment, burning up the shocks and standing corn of the Philistines in the harvest, and the vineyards and the olive groves. And this arouses the Philistines, of course. Verse 6, when the Philistines asked who did this, they were told Samson, the Timnite's son-in-law, because his wife was given to his friend. And then the Philistines wreak vengeance upon the father and the family. And they burn the house and the family. I suppose they burn the house, but they certainly burn the woman and her father to death. And this brings Samson, verse 7, into further action. Since you've acted like this, I won't stop until I get my revenge on you. And he attacked them viciously and slaughtered many of them. And he brought down death upon the Philistines. And then he went down and stayed in a cave in the rock of Etam. But what can we learn from all this? Well, what a terrible catalogue of sin, of deceit, of deception, of revenge, of cruelty, of pain, of anguish What tears have been shed here? What blood has been shed here? What pain has been inflicted? What suffering has come to these people? And it's all because of sin, because of the fall way back with Adam. But of course, they're working it out in their own lives, the Philistines. And here is Samson blundering on, plowing on, working on. And yet, underneath it all, chapter 14, verse 14, chapter 13, verse 5, God is working his purpose out. He has raised Samson for this purpose. Nothing I want to say in any way condones the cruelty, the sin, the sorrow, the death. But we must recognize that here is God judiciously and judicially visiting judgment upon the Philistines. And there is a tremendous victory here. And God is working his purpose out. I can't explain it. It doesn't excuse the sin of the Philistines, of Samson. It doesn't take away from their responsibility. But underneath, God is sovereign and working his purpose out. Brother and sister, this is a word for me and a word for you. Here am I in my little life trying to stumble on according to the light God has given me. I make mistakes. Let's be clear about it. I sin. I fail. I stumble. I'm a flawed man. I carry baggage. But I have to hope and trust, as I do in the word of God, the promise, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth the believer from all sin. The man who trusts Christ is saved. He is justified, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And though I am a feeble creature, I want to go on today, trusting that God in his sovereignty will use even my feebleness. And me, even though I'm a sinner, he will take me and use me. Because every man he's ever used, apart from Christ, has been a sinner and will be a sinner. Brother and sister, can you find that encouragement too? Don't go letting the locust eat the years anymore, looking back in regrets. There are sins and there are failures and flaws and mistakes and errors and all the rest of it. But the rest is before us, my friend, the rest of life. Here's Samson blundering on, plowing on. But God can use him. He has a purpose to work out. And he's working it out through this agent, Samson. The Spirit of the Lord steers him and uses him. Unbeliever, I would say one word to you. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Learn from this story from the Philistines. I know there's much here that can't be explained or understood, but learn this. God, when he strikes, his hand is mighty to strike. Now, this is the gospel day. The hand which is mighty to strike is also strong to save. But the day is coming when the day of grace shall be over and the day of judgment shall be ushered in. Learn from this episode. Samson is used to wreak vengeance on the Philistines. God will visit us in judgment if we are not in Christ. Fly to Christ. Flee to Christ. There is refuge in him. There is the only place for refuge. There it is, Christ. There is no other salvation. There is no other salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no peace with God outside of Christ. Islam haven't got it. The gurus haven't got it. The philosophers haven't got it. Christ alone is salvation. The church hasn't got it. Creeds haven't got it. Christendom hasn't got it. Religion hasn't got it. It is Christ. Christ is the refuge. Flee to Christ and rest in him. Learn from Samson here. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Don't fall into his hand in judgment. Fall into his arms now in mercy, in Jesus Christ. Amen.